This is 2010 with Richard Kingsmill on Triple J.
Okay, tonight's King's Quiz on 2010's been brought to you by Sticky Tape. Apparently, everything's falling apart in the studio, but we've got some sticky tape here and apparently we've got enough to get us through this quiz tonight. And the first contestant up on episode 3 of the King's Quiz is actually Harvo in Wangaratta. G'day, Harvo.
G'day, Kingsville. How are you going, mate?
Not too bad. You're cheeky. The producer just said to me, go with Harvo first. His phone line is the clearest.
I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Well, I'm not too sure. It just started then. I heard dogs in the background. It sounded like you were scraping barbed wire across the phone. But
I was just putting my golf clubs down.
You're putting your golf clubs down.
Lazy Sunday afternoon.
Cheeky said, everyone else is on a mobile. Speak to Harvo. He's got a clear phone line. He's out playing golf. All right.
Yes.
How are you doing today? You over? You under?
I played okay. All in all, I think I'm on top.
Okay. Well, that's good to hear. Hopefully you'll be on top of the King's Quiz tonight. Let's get into it. Five questions. Basically, you got to survive like Ash did a couple of weeks ago and get through all five, and then you'll be victorious tonight in the King's Quiz. Do you reckon you got it in you? Do you reckon, Harvo?
I'm going to give it a fair crack, Kingsmill. I'll give it a crack.
All right. Question number one for you, Harvo, is this. The new Lupe Fiasco song is called The Show Goes On. It samples and reworks the chorus of which indie guitar anthem from 2004? Before you answer, just have a listen to a little bit of the song.
Kana's out building.
Okay, that'll do. Not too much of it. It'll give it away. Make it too easy. Harvo, so that track basically samples and reworks a big song in 2004.
And I'm going to be honest with you, I've got absolutely no idea. If I had to guess, I'd say it would be a block party song.
It wasn't a block party song.
Sorry, I won't waste any more of your time. Sorry, King.
That's all right. Keep going with the golf today, okay? Hopefully you'll get under and get some birdies for that one. Okay, let's go to Luke, who's in Brisbane. Luke, how are you, mate?
I'm all right.
Okay. The first question, I can tell trepidation is in your voice. Have another listen to it.
Kana's in the building.
Okay, Lupe Fiasco's new one. It's called The Show Goes On. It basically reworks a big song, which was played a lot in 2004 and since on Triple J. What was that song?
It was in the hottest
100 in 2004 as well. It came in at number 11. So it was a big, big song. Any idea?
No, I can't do it.
Luke, so quick, so fleeting. Anyway, don't worry, we'll do quizzes in the weeks to come. Try again, okay?
Cheers.
See you, mate. Daniel's in Melbourne. G'day, Daniel.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Not too bad. What, this one, do you need the clue again? Have you got any idea?
No, I've got it already. It's Float On by Modest Mouse.
It is Float On by Modest Mouse. Yes, absolutely. Lupe Fiasco there, reworking the Modest Mouse hit from 2004, Float On. Well done, Daniel. You're off the mark. I should give you one of these. There you go.
Beauty.
All right, first question. Second question, it's got to do with Lupe again. Lupe's going to be touring here for the Big Days Out early next year. His new album is going to be his third studio album. It's had various names and release dates, but I can confirm at this point it's going to be called Lasers. He's gone through about four different titles, and it's going to be out early next year as well. The title is a backronym. Have you ever heard of a backronym?
Never in my life.
A backronym is a reverse acronym. Apparently, that's the word for it. It's basically made up after the fact. So you come up with a word, and then you make up the acronym around the word, as opposed to the other way around. So Lasers is a backronym. What are the first three letters standing for in the Lupe title? So in Lupe's mind, Lasers stands for, and you just have to get the L-A-S bit, is it A, Love Always Shine, B, Lust and Sex, or C, Life After Living?
I'm going to have to take a wild stab at C.
At number C, it wasn't number C. Life After Living is incorrect. But anyway, Daniel, thanks for taking part. You got one, which is one more than everyone else tonight.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, see ya. Aidan is in Newcastle. G'day, Aidan.
How are you, Richard?
Not too bad. We've limited it down to two now. So Lasers stands for something. Does it stand for A, Love Always Shine, or B, lust and sex?
Well, I'm trying to think in the way that Lupe would think, so I'm not too sure, but I'm going to have to say B.
You're going to have to say B, lust and sex. You reckon that's what's on his mind?
Yes, that is my final answer.
No, Aiden, I'm sorry. Incorrect. Maybe if it was Kanye's album title, it'd be Lust and Sex. But it's not, which means it is. It's Love Always Shine. The full title, Lasers, actually stands for Love Always Shine Every Time Remember to Smile.
Damn, imagine trying to put that on the CD, Richard.
Pretty much. I don't know what he's just chucked in a two there as well because he couldn't make it work. Anyway, Aiden, short but quick, but thanks for playing in tonight's quiz, okay?
No worries. Thank you, Richard.
Okay, see ya. We have Lachlan in Muswellbrook, 1300 055 36, if you want to take part in the King's Quiz tonight, the third episode on 2010, testing in new music knowledge. And we've got Lachlan up online right now. G'day, Lachlan.
Hey, King, how you going?
Not too bad. Okay, now, question three. A momentous occasion happened in Brisbane last night. Powderfinger played their last ever show in front of their home crowd of 10,000 fans at the River Stage. Across the Sunset's Farewell Tour, which started back in September, they've travelled 30,000 kilometres and played 34 shows. I've got two questions here about Powderfinger. Which one do you want, A or B?
I'll take A.
You're going to take A. They've released 7 studio albums across the last 16 years. You've got to name 4 of them.
Oh. No, I couldn't name one. Sorry.
The biggest Australian band of the last 20 years and you can't name one of their albums?
No.
Lachlan. No. Lachlan. Lachlan. Yeah, I don't know. Should we take your passport away from you?
Oh, come on. We've got a question about Cog.
We've got a question about Cog. Not until they put some new music out, Lachlan, I'm afraid.
All right, okay. I'm sorry, King.
All right. See you, mate. Bye-bye. We've got Dougal in Sydney. Dougal.
Hello.
Hello. Last night, Powderfinger played their last ever show. I'm going to give you've basically heard question A. Do you want question A or do you want to switch to question B about Powderfinger?
I'll stay with A.
Okay, can you name 4 of their albums? They've put out 7 studio albums. Name 4 of them.
2003 was Vulture Street.
Vulture Street, correct.
There was Dream Days at Hotel Existence.
Dream Days at the Hotel Existence. Going for the latter ones. What about the big ones, the early ones?
Double something. Double Allergic.
Double Allergic. Did I hear someone in the background there, Dougal?
I've got friends here.
Oh, come on. Between you, you've got one more. What's another big one? God, you got 3. Come on, one more. The 2 big ones, the huge ones, in between Double Allergic and Vulture Street, they put out 2 absolutely massive records.
Have I said Odyssey number 5?
Odyssey number 5 is number 4. Correct. Well done. You got that one right. Yeah. Internationalist was the other one. The very first album, Parables for Wooden Ears, and then their final one, Golden Rule. The second question, just if you wanted to know what it was, including the 2 that they picked up last weekend, how many arias have Powderfinger won altogether? So that one was going to be a little bit trickier. The answer was 18. Okay, Dougal, question number 4 for you. Just got to get 2 more right.
Yep.
Dan Sultan appears on 2 tribute albums at the moment to 2 very famous Australasian acts. Which 2?
Paul Kelly.
Actually, the album came out in February. There's 2 newer ones than that. I'm not going to give you that one. There's 2 brand new ones. That one came out, you know, that was from our Oz Music Month last year and it came out in February. But there's 2 new tribute albums which he features on. 2 very big Australasian acts. Have you been listening to Triple J much this week?
Not so much this week. My radio got stolen, so...
The radio got stolen. Dog ate my homework. The radio got stolen. Okay.
That's the best I got for you. 2. Oh, I should know this.
Did you see the Arias last weekend?
No, I didn't.
They've got no hope. Dougal, I'm gonna press on. I'm gonna press on. A lot of people waiting. We've got Andrew.
G'day, how you going?
Not too bad. You got the radio up? Turn it down, otherwise it's going to throw you for a spin.
I'll turn it down.
Okay, beautiful. Dan Sultan appears on two brand new tribute albums at the moment. You got the very, very famous Australasian acts of these tribute albums are two or four. So which two?
Yeah, well, we've got the Crowded House one, the Air Love His Way.
I'll give you that. Yes, it's the Tim and Neil Finn tribute album, which we've been featuring all this week. Thanks, Dougal. Okay, that's the first one. What about the second one? Did you watch the Arias last week?
No, I didn't, sorry.
You weren't alone. Do you want to have a stab in the dark?
Yeah, he wasn't on the Morris Frawley tribute album, was he?
Cheeky and I are both looking at each other, going, "God, that's a good question." Cheeky's going to.
Go on, Richard.
I'm going to play. First of all, here's Dan Sultan. We're just going to quickly look that up. I haven't played that for about a month, and I can't remember. I think Dan is actually on it. Hang on a second. This is Dan Sultan on the Finn tribute album. You know what? We haven't found it, but he is. He is on the Morris Frawley. But then I'm going to give it to you. It's not exactly the one we were thinking of, but he is on the Morris Frawley tribute album. Morris Frawley was a band member in Paul Kelly's band years ago, and he also had other bands across time on the Melbourne music scene, a much-loved musician, and he passed away and they did a tribute album. We were actually thinking of In Excess because Dan Sultan got up with In Excess last Sunday night at the Arias.
Oh, okay.
And did this track. Clever words on smooth tongue talking, show it, brother, now just keep walking. Just keep walking there, which is the one we were thinking of. We're going to give it to you, Andrew. So that means you just got to get the last question right to be the winner of the King's Quiz, episode number 3, okay?
No worries.
All right, BDI put out their debut single this week. It's called Bring the Light. I'm about to play it, but before I do, all the four main band members used to play together in another English band. Who?
Oh.
BDI. They put out their debut single. I'm about to play it. It's called Bring the Light. And all the four main band members used to play together in another English band.
I think I've got an idea, but would I be able to hear it? Hear the song?
No. You can hear this much. There you go. That's how much you can hear.
Thanks, Richard.
hang on. There you go. That's all I'm giving you.
Are they older people or are they young?
They old people or they're young people. Define old.
Over 40.
That friggin' old, eh? Geez, good question. That's fast approaching.
Yeah?
Maybe not over, though.
Well, it sounded too rocky for what I thought it was, but...
Who did you think it was?
I was thinking maybe even Kasabian might have something going on. But...
Nah, not Kasabian. No. Older than that. Anyway, Andrew, it's been fun. You did well, but you didn't win.
What about Oasis?
See you, mate. Bye-bye. We've got Scott in Sydney. Hey, Scott, come on, wrap it up for us. BDI. Hey.
Yep, it's Oasis.
It is Oasis. Well done. Congratulations. See, that's the luck of the draw. You came through at the end. And you took out the King's Quiz, episode number 3. Just out of interest, Scott, how many of the others did you know as well?
Probably about 3 of them.
About 3 of them? That's good. Excellent. Okay, you feel like a winner to me. Oasis it is. BDI is the new group for Liam Gallagher, Jem Archer, Andy Bell, and the drummer Chris Shorrock, who are all playing together in Oasis before Noel split. And this is their debut single. It came out on Friday. It is called Bring the Light. Okay, on Triple J, there you have it. Liam Gallagher and the rest of the crew from Oasis, of course, without Noel, under a brand new name, and that is BDI.
The best new releases of the week, 2010 with Richard Kingsmill on Triple J.